episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. G'day, g'day.
G'day, g'day. Hello, Beachy.
How you doing?
And welcome, everybody. Yeah, good, good, good. Welcome, everybody, coast to coast. Today is the 15th of May, 2025. Oh, Beachy, we lost our Mayday, Mayday. Went into the ether.
I must say, our last show.
Yes, the people who caught our last show. Well done. You missed our secret song, but we might actually put that secret song in this one. We'll see how we go. And but anyway, all is well, and we're back. And today's topic, what are we going to look at today?
We had a little break.
We always have a little break. We've been busy. Life is busy. As you guys know, we do work. We have lives. Beachy's all the way in California. I'm here in Queensland and in Australia. And, we are from coast to coast. We are in different time zones. It's Beachy's nighttime. It's my daytime. So wherever you are, everyone, this is where we're
all
at.
All in between, I think we have listeners and.
Yes, which is fantastic. Yeah. And before we start our show, Beachy, I want to say good on you. We have a new show. Beachy has a new show.
Well, thank you.
And it is called, what is it called, Beachy? Remember who you are. So guys, if you're jumping on the truthmeets.com website, you can go into our pod, what is it, conversations, the podcast there. It is up there, so that's another one to listen out for. Beachy's new show. So there's a lot for you guys to listen to these days.
Right. I was just going to say, when you go to look for mine, it's all the way down under April 26th because I recorded it back then, but it took a while for it to get posted. And in the meantime, there was a lot of other shows that got posted. So you might have to go down a little more to get to the show.
Dig a little deeper.
Dig
a little deeper into our Truth Meets website. Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, then you can peruse all the other options available for listening if you so desire on the server. Oh, and also don't forget about the forum that you can go into to make comments or suggestions or just to tell us hello.
Just to tell us tell us how we're doing. Say we're doing really well, or just say g'day. Yeah, that's it. Oh dear, we're having a bit of fun. Yeah, Thursday fun. You know, we're setting up. Broadbeach is actually setting up for the Blues Festival. For the people that don't live in Australia, they may or may not know Jimmy Barnes from Cold Chisel. So he's the big act. He's going to be here on Sunday, and his brother-in-law, who's known as is Johnny Diesel. Or just known as Diesel these days, he's going to be here as well. So might check that out tomorrow and probably Saturday night, Beachy.
We actually had a wine and jazz festival in my little town just last weekend. That was quite fun. Not big names like what you're talking about, just, you know, a couple of jazz bands. It's a small, you know, they're just getting it started. So it's only a couple years old, but they had a wonderful selection of wine to taste. It was like you didn't have to go, you know, take a trip and go to wine country and spend the night. It was like right walking distance from my home. So it was fabulous that way.
That's great. That means you can drink and not drive.
Yes, you can drink a lot of wine and walk home. But actually, it was really fun because we saw all our friends, of course, you know, all the peeps in the neighborhood and stuff and drink wine. What more could you ask for, right?
That's it. And didn't you tell us that you were doing some flash mob thing? Flash mob yoga thing? How was that? I was like, we've got so much to catch up on.
Yes. Well, as it turns out, one of my friends is a laughter yoga specialist, whatever. They call it laughter yoga. It has nothing to do with yoga, but it's just laughing, because laughing, as we've said before, is a very healing thing. So if you're sick, try to laugh. It'll help you to get well better quicker. And just overall well-being, people should just laugh more in their lives. But So we had it was National Laughter Day on May the 4th be with you. And so we also, in addition to doing laughter yoga, which was basically, we just, you know, ran around and laughed. And of course, you know, you just naturally start laughing because we're being so silly. And we were at a park, and we also did a little flash mob dance routine. So it was quite interesting. And that's how we celebrated our laughter yoga day.
Oh, perfect. That sounds good. And then you topped it off with the wine festival.
No, nice. Well, that was the following weekend, which it was the fourth, like I said, and then this last weekend was on Saturday was the wine thing, and then Sunday was Mother's Day here in States. I don't know if you guys do Mother's Day.
Yes, there was Mother's Day. I think Sunday just gone here. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, did you get to see your daughter?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she is, even though she has her own apartment, she's staying with us this week because she is cat sitting for one of her friends, of course, who lives in the neighborhood. And so she's been here since Saturday.
Perfect. Yeah, well, that's good.
After the break. Yes.
No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Now we're back, truthmeets.com, coast to coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It's the 15th of May, 2025. And yes, we've had a busy couple of weeks, sounds like, Beachy. Yes.
Lots going on.
Lots of fun.
One more fun thing that's going on for me personally tomorrow, and I'm going to be dog sitting. So I'm going to have a young 8-month-old Australian Shepherd. He's very, very crazy and wild, and just tons of energy. So I get to sit with him for a few hours. So I get my dog on. I get my dog fixed.
Aww, that's good. And they're full. Yeah, like you said, they're full of energy. So
might start
randing you up there, Beachy.
Well, you know, it's making me think about my next dog. So I'm looking around, checking him out, and seeing what sort of, because I really would like another lab, but sometimes they're so, you know, they're big, they need a lot of attention, they need a lot of food, and I don't know, maybe I should go into something smaller.
Oh no, you'll find your soul dog, don't worry, it'll come.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Yeah, exactly. Now, speaking of souls and all sorts of stuff, we're going to look into maybe some miracle cures, or what they call miracle cures, miracle drugs.
Miracle remedies. You can't call them drugs, really?
Are they really? We don't really know. There's been in the socials, it's been on the news. We've had people like Joe Rogan and Alex Jones and Mel Gibson and all these people carry on about.
Even RFK Jr.
Yes. A certain supplement, as they call it. And it's called methylene blue. To me, that sounds like petrol. Sounds like something you'd put you know, in your car.
Well, it's to me, it sounds like meth. What is meth? You know, that street drug that people get into trouble with and get addicted to. What is that short for? I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder. I didn't really look into it, but methylene blue. I had to have a look at what it is because I was watching it, just a little short thing on it about how they injected and they put it in intravenously. And I was like, ew, yuck. I don't know why they would put a dye in your, you know, in you. But the synthetic, it's a synthetic dye basically. And it was initially used as a textile dye. And
really?
Yeah. Oh. So it's like, how did we go from textile dye as, you know, from a textile dye into saying, oh, it's a supplement that's really good for you and giving you all this energy and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, I don't know how this works. It would be like, I don't know, putting ink from your pen in your mouth. I don't know. Isn't that blue ink as well? But apparently it was first used to treat malaria. And what it does, it functions by increasing the hemoglobin levels and helping the blood transport oxygen more effectively. So it's like, wow, okay, from all this, from a dye. So they've obviously synthesized this in a particular way, but it's actually called a wonder drug. So the claims with methylene blue stem from its effects of the cellular function. So it's believed to enhance the mitochondrial activity. So that is the process that fuels energy production in cells. Man, all these large words, I tell you what. And the other thing, some researchers speculate that this could also slow the aging process, improve brain function, maybe reduce the risk of the neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. And so I just had a look at where they were doing these studies. So in 2020, there was a Chinese study suggest that it could help with Alzheimer's. In 2011, there was a trial done to see if there was any improvements in bipolar disorder symptoms. 1987, there was a study done in the US that said it could help with severe depression. And another one in 2020 done in Brazil suggested that it could act as an antiseptic for urinary tract infections, the UTIs. So it seems to be from using as a textile dye, it is now used for other things. So I just find it very interesting that
it's a pharmaceutical, you would be using, right?
Yeah. So initially...
So it's not natural.
It's quite bizarre. It's not natural. It's synthetic. They did say it's synthetic. They did synthesize it from whatever it is. Let me have a look.
Well, interestingly enough, I just looked up, remember I was asking about meth. And meth is short for methamphetamine, which you can get it through prescription form, although it's basically a street drug, and I guess they make it on the, you know, on the drug market, underground market, whatever. But the medication that is a prescription form of it is called Desoxin, which is a controlled substance you know, labeled by the FDA, and it's a stimulant, and it is used to help those with ADHD or with narcolepsy and even weight loss.
Which, oh, wow.
Because it, what it, you know, its effects are basically that you lose your appetite, you're more energetic, and, you know, it kind of sounds like what you were just saying about the methylene blue, whatever.
Yeah.
Just as a side.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, because you kind of think, like, all these things that have been synthesized from something or where they're made from, they do contain chemicals which are actually really poisonous, you know, like we shouldn't be actually having these in our system at all. But it's amazing that they would do certain studies, and everything's around the brain. Have you noticed that, Beachy? Like it's around your brain, like everything that affects our neurological things, you know, and I'm like, why would they target that? I mean, what benefits would they have in targeting these sort of things?
Just as an aside, most of your pharmaceuticals are, usually they're not quote unquote curing anything. What they're doing is getting rid of pain, getting rid of some symptom that you don't want. And essentially what it does, I think, is it just cuts off that communication from your brain to, you know, what your body's giving you, a message, something is wrong, you need to do something about it, right? And then your brain is accepting that message, and then, you know, it's probably, you know, either sending a signal to your body to, you know, whatever your body mechanisms to handle it. But if it turns off that message, then, you know, you're not feeling it anymore. So you think it's all good, but something's still going on in there. It's just cutting off the communication. It's not actually fixing anything or curing is what the pharmaceuticals say, that it's illegal to say that you cure anything, you know, even themselves, they can't say that they actually cure anything, which I find is quite interesting isn't that their business? Isn't
the
that
whole
their
thing?
Job?
Yeah. Their business is supposed to be curing. Yeah. But let's have a look. What RFK Jr. was saying, the potential benefits in regards to this methylene blue that he takes, the potential benefits was improved skin appearance. So it's in low concentrations, aiming to improve skin elasticity and reduce fine lines. The cognitive support. So there's anecdotal evidence suggests that it may support focus, memory, and overall cognitive function. And you were just saying before, energy and endurance. So
ADHD.
Enhance mitochondrial function. So more stamina for workouts and daily activities. The risk, though, behind it is getting what is called serotonin syndrome. Now, apparently, this is a life-threatening thing that can occur when you combine this with certain antidepressants. So what we're finding is if you're being medicating so much, in a way, it's eventually not going to work for starters, or you're going to end up putting yourself in grave danger. Itself, methylene blue itself has legitimate medical uses, but has been trending as a miracle supplement. And this is only largely based on speculation and based on the fact that we're seeing people out in social media talking about it. So they do caution. So doctors do caution against the self-experimentation of taking these without medical supervision. So everything comes down to basically medical supervision,
prescription
and making sure that these are the right things for you to take. I mean, we don't want to be taking it just because somebody else is and they're making all these claims without actual real evidence to it, you know. If someone who is... I'm just going to say who's unhealthy, possibly slightly obese, says, oh, this is great. This has done this for me. This has done that for me and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, I don't see that, mate, because you're still the way you are, you know. So, I know, is it just a fad thing? Are they just selling a product without really using it? We don't really know. There is a lot of fake things out there. So we're just got to make sure that, you know, we're researching and we're looking into the right things that's really suitable for us. Yeah.
Yeah. We should always do our own research.
Yeah, as well. Sure. I think it pays. I mean, we should know our own bodies. I mean, if we don't know what's going in, what's coming out, all that kind of stuff, like what's going on, then obviously we're not we're not connecting with ourselves, you know, and that's one thing. You don't want to lose that inner connection to self, basically.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. So the next one was on your list.
Well, I had a look at, we had chlorine dioxide.
Yes.
Was the other one. And interestingly enough, this one, and what was the other one we were looking at? Ivermectin was...
Hold on.
We'll go back up to here. Just in regards to the COVID...
The chlorine dioxide for now, because ivermectin is another pharmaceutical. And I'm not sure about the chlorine dioxide, but go ahead. What did you find?
Yeah, so with what I was going to say, the connection between those two is basically the uses that people had or the what people were told during COVID-19 about this. But chlorine dioxide is what's disinfecting our water, right? So it kills the bacteria, kills any viruses, kills any of the fungi and all that kind sort of stuff. And it's actually not good for us. But the thing is, they do put it in our water system to clean it up. So it makes our drinking water drinkable, basically. So it's a bit terrible. But what I found a little bit about it, because it is a poison, they do them in small amounts as well for water. But chlorine dioxide, chlorate, they're all absorbed through our intestines, right? And then that goes into blood plasma and then it gets distributed to all our major organs. So what's this been shown is it impairs our neurobehavioral and our neurological development, and also it can be really toxic to our thyroid. So in essence, a little bit of poison, you know, a little bit of poison is good for us? I don't think so. So with this neurobehavior and neurological development, they're saying that for a woman, having this in our system is no good for a baby. So if you're pregnant, you don't want that part of your baby's growth because it could do certain things. Like, you know, you're already introducing a child to toxins while it's developing in your body. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Yes, do we need it in our water systems? Don't we need it in our water systems? I've heard that people were actually buying chlorine dioxide to gargle it, to drink it, to, I don't know what they were doing with it, because during the pandemic time, nobody wanted to have a virus around them. They were scared of all the germs, any bacteria, anything. So if it killed it, was supposed to work, you know, but I don't know, guys. It's sounds like
okay,
yeah.
Well, okay. I have some information on this that I know someone who actually makes this stuff, and I'm not sure, because she gave me some of it as a to use for, like, if you're feeling, you know, again, for like a cold or flu, something like that. However, and she told me to go to this website because it said that NASA was the one who came up with this chlorine dioxide science, and they proclaimed it as a universal antidote in 1987.
Wow.
And, again, like you said, it is, there's two substances that go together and you keep them separate until you're ready to, take it. And basically you put them together in a huge, huge, probably like a gallon of water. And you put like maybe one drop of each of these two things. And I'm trying to look to see what exactly those things are, but basically you put it in this water and then you only drink like, you know, a tiny, maybe like half a cup of it per day. And it kind of, you know, clears out things like what you said. And it's funny because, you know, I looked at the website and, you know, when she gave it to me, and because I think I had had a cold at that time, or I felt like I was getting one, and she gave it to me, and but I never took it. It sat in my refrigerator. So I did try it because when she told me to go to this website and it said that NASA, it was behind it. So it kind of, I don't know. What's that? Yeah, I was just a little like, but okay. So since then, and that was like back in, I think, 2021, I think. Anyway, and since then, I recently listened to a podcast of this gentleman that was telling his story about he had been using chlorine dioxide for like since I think it was definitely after the mid 2000s, because he was the story that he told was that he was a missionary that went around with doctors like to Africa and Asia and places where people didn't have access to Western medicine. And he was helping, you know, these doctors just basically administer care to the people who they felt that they, you know, that needed it. Well, in his travels, of course, they were given vaccines, they were given medications, they were, you know, basically doing things for like malaria and Ebola and all those things that, you know, happen in certain areas. And what he found was obviously what sometimes we all have found, that the vaccines and some of the medications were harming more than they were helping. And so he came across this chlorine dioxide stuff. And I'll tell you the rest after the break.
Truth Needs is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthneeds.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthneeds.com. Click on the donate.
A nice little tune, a nice little thing.
Yeah,
it's a
different one.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, 15th of May 2025, Coast to Coast Beachy. Continue on what we were saying about our chlorine dioxide.
Okay, so so again, this gentleman was international. He was going to different places around the world. And eventually he I believe he settled in Colombia, and he stumbled across this chlorine dioxide stuff and started trying it. He originally tried it on himself, and he tried it on his one of his children, and he realized it was, I mean, he called it this miracle thing, like for really, you know, heavy stuff, not just a cold or a flu, you know. It I can't remember now what his issue was, but he had some heavy issue, like I don't think it was cancer, but it was something
that his body was at his ease with.
Yes, much big disease. And like I said, he decided he was going to champion this stuff. And so people started coming to him, and he was, you know, administering this stuff. And if you recall, in 2020, when all the fun stuff was going down, and mm-hmm. there was, you know, I think President Trump had said something to the effect of, you know, using that stuff. And that's when they made fun of him and, you know, changed it and said that he was telling everybody to drink bleach. when.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yes, that was like a huge thing. And everybody was saying that.
Drink bleach.
Right. And it's not at all what he said. But anyway, so this guy was trying to reach people. Like I said, he wrote a book. He got together with this other guy. And they were going great until I think it was probably just before 2020 that he got arrested and his sons got arrested. And, you know, they put him, it's like, okay, he was in another country and they brought him to Florida, which is like, well, why did he, you know, if he's an international person, why was he brought to America? But anyway, it was an interesting story, and he's still, has since gotten out of jail, and he was trying to reach Trump. And like you said, I heard this podcast, like, I think it was before Trump was elected, and he was trying to reach him. I mean, he was elected, but he wasn't actually in office yet. It was that in-between time. And so he was going to try to reach Trump to see if he could get, because his sons were still in jail in America. And even though he got released, they were still holding his son. So he was going to try to get Trump to release them. But anyway, that's the story I heard. And I just was a little confused about the whole thing, because like I said, if it was something that NASA brought out, I don't know, it seems like it would... It wouldn't be
sounds
so
like something
organized.
That would,
you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just an interesting story. But anyhow, yeah. Like you said, I haven't heard much about it lately. There was a lot going on about it in the past few years, but lately they've moved on to the ivermectin and the, this other stuff called benzodol, which they're saying now that stuff will, cure everything, cancer, what have you. But the main thing I wanted to point out, though, is that this chlorine dioxide is not a pharmaceutically made thing. You get these two substances and you put them together, and they're things that you can get, you know, quite freely. And it's not a, officially pharmaceutical made thing. So that could be part of the reason that it's not, because they can't make money off of it, right?
Yeah.
Whereas the, the ivermectin and the fenbenzadol are definitely pharmaceutical creations.
And just to go back with your chlorine dioxide, everyone who's not in the States, 5 gallons in Australia is... So one gallon is 5 liters of water. That's how it works. So you need.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just goes to show that a tiny drop will disinfect quite a significant amount of water. So killing the bacteria, the viruses and fungi. But you also think about, the chlorine pools, like when we go into a pool, like chlorine's actually a sanitizer, you know what I mean? And when people are like, oh, my things smell like chlorine, or I just got shown a photo by a mum who's all their swimmers were totally bleached. They came out of the pool and it was fully bleached. And I said, if that did that to your swimmers, imagine what it's just done to your skin and your hair and all that kind of stuff. Like, what a terrible thing. Bad is that?
Yes, I have a story on that too, personal anecdote. I used to teach swim class and the pool was an indoor pool, and it was teaching small children. So, that they used a heck of a lot of chlorine in that pool, because every now and then some small child would, have an accident or, worse. So they would have to get everybody out and clean it up, and they would always put tons of chlorine in it. Anyway, my anecdote on that, as far as, so I, would buy a swimsuit, and I was in the pool probably 3 to 4 times a week. And it was only for my shift was like maybe 4 hours at the most. But by the end of 1 month, my suit was already disintegrating. It's like, you know, the fabric was just,
was hanging on by a thread.
It was, you could see right through it, right? I mean, it was not good. So anyway, yeah, you had to go through a lot of suits if you were going to be in that water so much. So that gives you an idea that, yeah, that's some powerful stuff. That
some serious stuff, yeah. Like we said,
Your skin as well,
It is quite poisonous. So, I mean, if you can smell that chlorine in your drinking water, yeah, you know, you kind of wonder, like, do we really want to be drinking that? I know we have them through our taps. I mean, we shower. There's not much I can do about that. But, you know, our drinking water, we actually get the natural spring water.
The chlorine dioxide, there is another substance that you mix with it. And I think it's probably something that makes a chemical reaction so that it maybe jump starts something in your body. Because another aside, I remember there was a website that I used to frequent, and it was called Forbidden Healing. And the guy on there, he was an older gentleman who said his protocol was basically vitamin C, and you would get any kind of vitamin C, like a powder of some sort, but then you would add some baking soda with it. You know, in other words, you were making a chemical reaction, because when the acid hit the baking soda, it was like
it would bubble.
You know, Alka-Seltzer, right?
Yeah,
we talked about this before, yeah. So,
yeah,
it creates,
so baking soda and lemon juice does the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for cleaning. Exactly. Good for cleaning. Yeah. Natural cleaning, by the way, guys.
And inside your body too, because your body is a it's always doing something. And part of the chemical reaction is kind of just like a jump start to get your system, you know, to remind your system to get going, do it, you know. Spark.
Yeah. That's right. We have a little bit of a spark. Where does your spark come from? Bit of lemon juice and a bit of baking soda. And, you know, that show that disappeared into the ether, I think you were mentioning parasites, Beachy.
Yes.
In our last one, and going into these two, ivermectin and fenbendazole. Jesus, like a fender bender thing. These really, especially ivermectin, they're talking about treating parasites, parasitic diseases. And what sort of I think about is, like, where are these parasites coming from? Like, there seems to be so much of it, like, I hear so much of it. We were talking about having natural healing from parasites and all that sort of stuff. Where do they come from? Like, are we rubbing ourselves with contaminated soil? Are we brushing up against things that have, like, all of a sudden it's like there must be an imbalance. Like, if parasites are a big thing at the moment, and obviously the, you know, pharmaceutical companies are pumping out all these different drugs for any parasitic treatments and parasitic disease. But it's not only for humans, animals too. So where are we going with that?
Well, to me, and in my opinion, it seems like it's another quote-unquote pandemic, you know, because it's like, oh, it's everywhere. It's in the air, it's in your food, it's in the water, it's just, you know, we're just inundated, and, you know, we got to do something about it. And, you know, never fear, here we have the answer for you, and that's, you know, the ivermectin now, because they always did say it was a parasite remedy, whatever. And I remember, because when they were saying it was good for COVID, that I was thinking, okay, well, is COVID a parasite? They never said COVID was a parasite. So
that was interesting.
Yeah. So now it's like, now we have supposedly real live parasites. So, okay, now we can push it. And again, I was always very, you know, looking sideways at it, because it's like another pharmaceutical product being pushed at us. And, you know, it's just interesting. And again, the reason that they said before that it was not wanted to, quote unquote, cure the pandemic issue, that it was very cheap. You didn't have to spend, what was the COVID protocol at, the ventilators and the remdesivir, and these were all.
Yeah,
and hospitalization.
What type of virus or what type of thing was it supposed to be? Because was it respiratory? Is it respiratory caused by certain things? Is it respiratory caused by parasites? You know, issues caused by parasites? Is the issue caused by your environment? Is the issues caused by all sorts of things? So it's very interesting that they would talk about all the different types of medication. So do they know the causes? Do they have any causes? Like, it just seemed to me it was like all over the shop, go drinking this, take this or take that. It's like, hang on a minute, what's going on here? Like, what's happening? Are people having parasites in their lungs? Like, what's going on? Because as far as the parasites go, there's two types. We've got one for people and one for animals. My understanding and what I found out about ivermectin was it actually treats parasitic disease. And in America, the FDA approved to treat two infections that are caused by parasitic worms. So the two types here, hopefully I get the saying right, is strongyloidiasis. Goodness me.
Strongent?
Yeah, something like that.
I've heard of before.
That's
for dogs.
So that's contact with contaminated soil, right? So that's fine. So we know that the pets are always rolling around in the grass or in the whatever it is. And the other one, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. It's spread through black fly bites. Ew, that's disgusting. so it's like this. This black fly would carry a parasite and would only like be passed on if this fly essentially bit you, and then that would be your parasite. But it's like, yuck, that's disgusting. So it's like, well, if you can't get your parasites from your animals, right, and if you don't have black fly bites, where else are you getting your parasites from? Like, where are they coming from? Are they coming from our food? Are they coming from our vaccines? Are they coming from the air we breathe even? Like, are they floating around in the air? It's quite bizarre. Like, it seems to me everywhere I turn, the topic has been, we've been treating parasites. Like, how have you got parasites? Do I give you a hug or don't I give you a hug? Because you're scaring me now. Like, you're a host for a parasite. Like,
sadly,
it makes you wonder, like, with all that.
Well, if you think about it, think about it this way. So, in the ocean, they have fish that are, they call them parasites, but they're actually hooking on to a bigger fish and cleaning them of, certain things that are on them, like, say, a whale or something that doesn't, eat those fish. And then those fish are like chewing on top of, the whale to get off, I don't know, whatever it's things
in and all that. Yeah.
Need to be removed from the whale that obviously they can't, they don't have arms or legs to shake it off or, you know, whatever, to push it away. They don't have, it's funny too, because I even saw there was this video of this boat where they had these giant, like, motorized brushes that they were, you know, sliding up to these giant whales and like brushing them to, like, you know, pull off something. I don't know what it was, but it was just like, wow, you know, like, do they appreciate that? Are they liking that? Is that something they want? But again, you know, there is always something in nature to handle whatever, you know, what's going on, you know, even, yeah. You know, the pesticides or the, not pesticides, but the pests that go to certain plants, there's always another plant that, you know, is a,
it's going to be resistant it. And yeah. It's got another bug. Yeah. And it's funny because you think about the introduced species, you know, a good example here in Australia would be the cane toad, that was introduced to get rid of particular things. And then the cane toad itself became an actual pest. you know, so they were trying to introduce things naturally, but now they're even thinking, I'm introducing a virus that's killing off particular fish here in Queensland. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, what if people eat that fish? Like, are you going to introduce a virus to a whole ecosystem, which is inadvertently, it's just going to affect us as well. So it's like, stop doing this. I feel like that they're just going to try anything and everything. And we just become, you know, everything becomes experimental because we don't know what the outcome's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, well, and then it's like, oh, look, we've come up with another drug. Of course you have. Oh, you know, or more medication for something else. It's like, where does it end? Like, where are we going to start turning to? Like, what are we going to start looking at here? You know, it's quite bizarre. So where do we go from there? Yeah.
Exactly. So now, let's see, what else do we have on our list here for
our fender bender.
MMS. Have you ever heard of MMS?
As in we'll find out in a minute.
Find out after the break.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Truthmeets.com, you're on coast to coast. With BGM Religion. I feel like I was doing 1, 2, 3, cha, 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 15th of May, 2025. Okay. Yeah, that was really good. But no, I haven't. Or have I? I'm not sure. You're going to run into it and then we can.
It's called Miracle Mineral Supplement. And again, it's. Another kind of chlorine dioxide type of thing where you, let's see, they call it Miracle Mineral Supplement and Miracle Mineral Solution, Master Mineral Solution. Anyway, it's basically the brand name for chlorine dioxide, which, you know, again, it's hard to find a lot of information on it because it's basically, you know, FDA has warned about it and said, oh, it's it's a bunch, you know, it's not been, call it, authorized or yeah. You know, they haven't gotten enough money to say it's okay, right?
Yeah. What makes it
but
the
anyway,
miracle, though?
It's say again?
What makes it the miracle?
Oh, okay. So I'll tell you. So Jim Humble. Now, Jim Humble is the other guy. Remember, I was telling you about that he was hooking up with another man. Well, it's this Jim Humble. I just found it here online again. So the combining of chlorine dioxide, okay, is here's the two substances. It's sodium chloride and food grade acid. So it is, like I said, jump start kind of thing, a spark, like, because it says they, like you said, they've used it as safe water purification solution, disinfectant. And this guy said he discovered that it could be used to treat malaria. Mm-hmm. And so also, here's the other things that he's found: arthritis, autism, autoimmune, bacterial infections, cancer, candida, colds, flus, illnesses typically associated with viruses, including Lyme disease, HIV, herpes, and wound healing. And also you can use it on your pets as well. So, basically it's again, it oxidizes pathogens and poisons in the bodies. So, it can break down glyphosate, some of these pesticides that they're putting on our food. And basically just, helps your gut, be better to handle some of these things. But anyway, it says here that MMS can cancel out the effects of birth control pills. It can cause burns on your skin if you put it directly without being, in the tons of water that we talked about. MMS, I believe, it's also called, So it says here, the way it works is a Herxheimer reaction. So that's kind of like, if you're familiar with homeopathy, when you get at least the way I used to get told homeopathy was they're giving you a tiny bit of what they're trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm.
Your body works. Builds its own resistance and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
It jump starts your body so that it will react and create the antidote or whatever it does inside your body to, put everything back in balance. Because the problem is you're out of balance, and this will help the function in your body to ramp up and handle the bad stuff and get rid of it, and then restore the balance.
It's funny though, because they're synthesizing and making things out of poisons, right? Mm-hmm. When it's like, why aren't we looking at the natural products? So it maybe obviously seems that there's no money in that, and maybe there's more money in creating poisons and distributing that. It's quite funny that you would counteract poison with poison, equaling death. And talking about the miracle, miracle cures and all that kind of stuff. Now, we just mentioned fenbendazole before, known as fenben or panacur. Some people might know it as that, but it was an anti-parasitic drug. It's another one. But the big thing about this one, it is known as a cancer treatment. So I picked up something from the alternative medicine website, what this fenben does. So apoptosis induction. So it's an anti-tumor effect and is thought to be done via collaboration of medicine with the B tubulin, which leads to stopping cell cycle along with being cytotoxic. So what it does is it restricts the cancer cell from feeding with sugar via restricting the uptake of glucose and reducing the quantity of the GLUT transporters. So that's the channels that bring glucose into the cancerous cells from the blood. So we know that cancer cells generally thrive on sugar. So that's what they're saying. If you stop the glucose usage in the cancer cells, it would eventually just shrink and die. Because the cancer cells typically will use glucose 200 times quicker than normal cells. So, you know, when they're saying if you have anything cancerous, that you are to stop, like, right, introducing sugar into your diet. So, which means your natural sugar. So it'd be your fruit, anything that's got sugar in it. Yeah. Even if you say it's a natural thing, because cancer cells, as it says, thrives on this. So what this, the FenBen does is it actually restricts the glucose and eventually the, yes, eventually yeah, the well, cancer will go. So
now if you, yeah, if you do like something like a GAPS diet, if you've ever heard of the GAPS diet, that is like a starvation of sugar. So basically you, it ups the beneficial bacteria and starves out the unhealthy ones that are the cause of the issue from the refined sugars. Because if, you know, they survive off of that, and if you're going to cut them off, then you can return.
They've got nothing to feed.
Yeah, return the balance. But also, the other thing that what they say about this protocol, like not the one you were just talking about, but I'm talking about the Herxheimer reaction, which is the CDS, chlorine dioxide, and the MMS, whatever. It basically gives you symptoms like nausea and diarrhea because it's trying to get this stuff out of you. And it probably, you know, you have to make sure if that comes up, then you need to, you know, go lighter on your dosage, whatever. So yeah, it is kind of a,
because you think, you know, you want a cure, but at the same time, what else are you pulling off at the same time?
You're
it's like, how do you do this? Yeah, exactly. You know, and yes, we want to kill the cancer and all that kind of stuff, but then you also want your body to regenerate and come up with the, you basically want your immune system to be fighting and working properly, you know, so it's hard to say whether or not these really are miracle cures. Are they trying to find them to be cures? You know, it's just, could you not restrict your intake of, or could you change your diet in a sense?
Right.
Could you fast? Could you go through some sort of fasting? Because I know that can be good for you as well, especially in cell regeneration and all that kind of things. Because your body itself is a miracle. And if you feed it right, if you treat it right, it will work. You know, you look right at your, if you cut yourself, you watch how quickly you heal from that, you know, and how quickly your body goes to work in sealing that, and then how it just, you know, the cut eventually just fades as your skin repairs itself. Like, just watching that, you kind of think, wow, like, my body is an actual machine, like a miracle machine itself, in repairing.
Yes.
But you need to feed it. You need to feed that. Like, for me, it's like, you know, when I used to do sports and stuff, I might come up with some bruising and stuff like that. Now, certain foods are great for bruising. Like, if I was eating broccoli, broccoli is great. You know, all your greens, your spinach, things like that, that's got all these nutrients in them. And obviously, the more you can get that's more natural without all the things being sprayed on, then that's good for you, right? So they're the kind of things that we want to look at, is natural healing. your vitamin C. You were saying, Beachy, giving us the spark, you know, giving us that boost of a morning. Like I have a, you know, my warm water, and I've got a drop, which I do, of the essential oil, which has got wild orange, and it's got also lemon peel and all that kind of stuff in it. And it gives you that big boost in the morning. You know, you could do the same. You've got the apple cider vinegar with the mother in it, which is really great for detox and really cleansing out your system. But, you know, we need to drink water to cleanse our system. We need to flush out the liver. We need to flush out the kidneys. We need to flush out all the things that are helping get rid of all the toxins that are in our body as well, but they need to be flushed out. So they're just the little things that if we can change in our, you know, in our diet or what we do in our lifestyle, so we can
maybe
sort of restrict
sometimes
what we need to take.
Yeah. It takes a little more time than, you know.
Exactly.
We want a quick fix. We want to get back to doing whatever it is that we do. And, sometimes it your body just needs some rest.
Yeah, that's right. And sleep is often the best way of recovery. So if you have a really good meal, and I tend to have like maybe a glass of water or something, not straight before bed, but you know, just an hour or so, just have something that your body can, because the repairing stage happens when you're sleeping as well. And, you know, just little things like that, just change it up a little bit. And you know what? Some of us have got some things that we, look, every now and then, trust me, if I have a headache and I cannot cure it with my lavender or peppermint or something, I'm going to hit a Panadol, all right? So it's going to help me a little bit, or I might have some more caffeine. Generally doesn't help, but that makes me more faster. But, you know, just sometimes you do need a little bit of help, and sometimes we might need the little bit of pharmaceutical. So, you know, I'm not going to say yay or nay, just everybody's different and they're the kind of things that you need to look at for yourself. But talking about what's happening in Australia, the news headlines, which was, I think it was last week, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. We got a range of news on drugs, actually, and I'm saying good and bad stuff, but it was about the synthetic opioids. It's called nitazene, and I'd never heard of it before. And the headline that grabbed me, that was reading through one of my news channels, it said, gambling with your life, warnings after drug 10 times more potent than fentanyl are found in Australia. So a synthetic opioid called nitazenes, they've been found in counterfeit medication. So according to the Australian Federal Police, this drug can cause serious and unpredictable health issues, which is overdoses, loss of consciousness, shallow stop breathing, blue-purple skin and erratic pulse. And you know how it's distributed? As a powder, a tablet, nasal spray, or vape liquid. That you've got to question that. Like, what is going on? The fact that it's these counterfeit medication, you know, that can do you serious harm. Well, it's pretty bad. Like, you know, I know doctors can prescribe you certain opioids. They are used in certain medication and stuff like that. But, you know, why with this? Why with the counterfeit medication? Like what benefits does it have of anybody other than, you know, the overdose, you know, possibly dying from it, you know?
Is it it's a street drug, right?
Yeah, it could be. I think it is. Fact that they've found it, you know, in a tablet form, nasal spray, and in vape liquid.
Well,
like,
yeah.
How is that even getting on the market?
They're still making they're still making it in the pharmaceutical industry. But, you know, I think, you know, they're marketing it that way. And here's something interesting about that whole subject, like you were saying about drugs in general. So here in America, or at least the Trump administration just came out and said, this is a very interesting story because it also touches upon our Ozempic topic that we that got nixed. But anyway, yeah. So here he was making his speech, and he started off with talking about a friend of his who was very overweight and was in London, and he is taking the Ozempic product, and he called him up and said, okay, I'm in London, and this particular product I can get here in London for $88, but when I'm back home in New York, it costs me $1,300. And so Trump is saying, okay, we're going to make everybody, because all the other countries get all this stuff for cheaper and we're paying these outrageously hiked up prices. And so he's saying, okay, now everybody's going to have to pay not the high prices, but they're going to even it out so that it's not so, lopsided, so to speak. So your drugs may be going up. I mean, he said, you know, ours are going to go down by like 80%. So all these drugs are, I mean, the pharmaceuticals are, I don't know who's getting all that money. I don't know if the pharmaceutical companies are actually doing that or how it's all being metered out.
Yeah, well, what part of the government would play in that? You know what I mean? Like, them, like when your health minister or health representatives from the government start talking about all that stuff, like how does it involve them? You know, it's all sort of woven through, isn't it? Yeah, and with Ozempic, like that's another one. You know, it was all the celebrities are on it and starting to look. I liked them when they were nice and plumpy and they had nice smooth skin and looked normal. And now they all look like zombies with sunken eyes and sunken cheeks and saggy skin. I mean, it's pretty foul. Considering that Ozempic itself was supposed to be for type 2 diabetes, a drug treatment.
Right. Well, I have another funny thing to say about that when we get back.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Truthmeets.com. You're on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It is 15th of May 2025. And Beachy, you have something about Ozempic?
On that last topic about when Trump was making that speech, because he mentioned that his friend who was taking this prescription, whatever, was a very fat dude, and he told him, yeah, you're taking that and it's not working.
Yeah.
That was kind of his little dig in there that he told him it's not working for you, dude. But
Oh dear. How terrible. But it's you still see that around though. Like a guy from, where is he from? He was a personal trainer. I think I was just watching his thing on YouTube, and he took, what's it called? Subglutamide or something like that, whatever the actual name is of it. And he said he tried it out, not that he had much weight to lose anyway, but he was showing it comes in like an injection. And I was like, ew, yuck. Like, I couldn't even pierce, you know what I mean? Like, if you cut yourself accidentally, like, I couldn't even do that to myself. But literally thinking about it would make me vomit, like, just trying to pierce my skin with like a needle, like, bleh. But how could you even do that to yourself? And, you know, for him, it made him lose a little bit of weight, but it really didn't do anything. So it's like, well, why would you do it? Like, why are they doing this? it's crazy. Just using these drugs are supposed to be used for certain things. Now they do weight loss, but now people are having issues because they're taking it. Like I've heard of people having like kidney failure, all these other gastric, you know, issues and stuff like that. But do you really want to look like what these celebrities are promoting in social media? Like it looks terrible. They actually look terrible. I was going, one of my feeds came up with how, you know, some of the stars look then and now. And I'm like, are they even the same person? Like, yeah, I don't even know what's real anymore. You know, are they just doing things
to promote
stuff?
Totally,
you know,
different.
I got a massive shock, like especially who's the last one I just saw that came up again? Miley Cyrus. I'm like, she looks terrible. I don't even know if it's the same person. I really don't. Just the facial structure is different, her teeth are different, just everything about her is different. I'm like, is it even the same person? Like I don't even know. Who is she? Who is this person? Is she Destiny Hope or is she Miley or is she Hannah Montana or is she, who is she? We don't know.
Like you were saying, if they got, you know, if they, well, and I'm just speculating here, I don't know, but if they took that stuff for whatever reason, and like you said, their faces were drooping or looking terrible, then they probably thought, oh well, then I guess I have to go get plastic surgery, and then they're like, oh, a totally different person. I don't know,
totally different person. But you know, it's like they're having surgery and marketing a drug at the same time. It's quite bizarre. Like it's just everything just seems so, what I used to call fantastic plastic. I remember, you know, plastic surgery, cosmetic enhancements and all that was such a big thing. But it seems to be now a big thing combined with these so-called quotation miracle drugs that are doing this, this and this. It's like, I don't know. To me, it really just screams out danger, danger. You know,
yes.
And so these people live in a different world to us, you know, in realistically, I'm not going to look like that, you know.
But you said you had a friend who lost a considerable amount of weight recently and it took a while or at least I think I remember that's what you said. But and what were they doing to what was their.
They lost weight the natural way, right? So I trained with this girl, this friend of mine. We became friends through training and she lost 48 kilos. She's a big girl. She full transformation. It was one of those biggest loser moments. I don't know if you remember that TV show. We had it here.
Yes.
I think you guys had it in America as well. And she did it with diet and exercise, basically. And, you know, she did it naturally. And, it took a long time. It took a year. It took a whole year. And, you know, she was better for it. Like health-wise, she was just great. But the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, her skin has to catch up because you get that saggy skin. And she said, eventually, if it gets to the point where my skin won't recover that much, then I will consider getting surgery. But then she thought about it. She was like, well, I might just leave it because I think she'd be close to 40 now. I might just leave it. And I haven't seen her, obviously, in the few years. But the last time before I left Melbourne when I saw her, she was looking good. She was looking good and she just kept with her, you know, with her activities, with the healthy living, and just doing all sorts of stuff like that. And like mentally for her as well, she was in a much better place. So, it created a most, like for her, she became a most positive person as well. And it just changed her whole life. So you can change your life by just simple transformations. And yes, it's hard work. But if you really want those changes, you will do it, you know. And she did it naturally. She did it without the drugs. She worked really hard. I was doing a lot of those exercises with her. We did we did a couple of competitions together, and they're tough. They're really super tough. And, you know, I think a lot of that, it's not only like physical endurance, your emotional, your mental, you know, you've got to think about that. They're the strengths that we can build within ourselves.
Yeah. You know? I think it does start in the mind. I truly believe that you have to point yourself in the right direction, and then your body will do what you say, as well as it has to, because if you're, like you said, she was exercising, she was eating right, she was doing the work. So, you know, sometimes people do all that stuff, but they're not focused mentally. And for whatever reason, it just,
exactly.
It's not all in alignment, so to speak.
Yeah. No, it was good. Like, it's amazing, because I used to watch a lot of those shows as well. I mean, I'm going through my own transformation at the moment, you know, another year older for me. You know, hormones are now playing a massive part as you get older. You've got to learn how to manage those and what's going on in your, with your body. And it changes. My body's, I'm not 20 anymore. I'm not 30 anymore. You know, I'm at the end of my 40s and I'm about to jump into the next, you know, the next age bracket. And you have these changes. And yeah, I get it. Most of us, we don't want to grow old. We don't want to age. You know, we still want to look young. We still want to feel young. And we can do a lot of these things, to feel better about ourselves. But, you know, like we're saying with our natural stuff, Beachy, like, you know, our mindset, our mental state, our physical state, our environment, you know, we need to incorporate all those sort of things in what we're doing to make it better. You know, so, you know, there could be a lot of these miracle things going on. Yeah, fair enough. We've got these miracle drugs and whatever
cheaters.
You want to call it.
They're cheaters.
Supplements and all that kind of stuff. There's good and bad in all of it. But what it comes down to is basically search it out, get some information, talk to any health professional or any professional, whether it's in the sports industry or whatever you're doing, get some information before you go ahead. But, you know, just things like this, like, I mean, a listing about the methylene blue and the Ozempic and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, are these really the kind of supplements and the miracle stuff that we want to look towards to? Or do we want to try and do something that's really beneficial? I get that some people might need prescription medication and they need a doctor's help. That's fine. We're not saying don't do that, but just look at things and get second, third, fourth opinions from a professional before we do all that sort of stuff. So they're good. They're good topics to look into. They're good things to look at as well. But really think about what you're putting in your body, because, you know, we only have one. It's not like I can jump into another one. And yeah, we really need to make sure we look after ourselves.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah. So, no, well, you know what, Beachy, that is so true. Like, we do look at a lot of topics. You've got the Remember Me series where we're looking at ourselves as well. You know, I think I've got another topic coming up with fitting room. So another fitting room coming up soon. I've just got to organize my guest. I have a guest. And we have a topic. It's just the time zone. So, yes, everybody, you know, listen out for our next ones between Beachy and myself. We have coast to coast. Yeah. And don't forget, guys, you jump on the truthmeets.com website. All the information's there. Our podcasts are there. You can get email notifications. We have a forum there as well. Yeah, and if you're game, you want to come on Discord, you can actually, I think you can join Discord through there, have a bit of a look. But, yeah, we'd love to chat to anyone. We do have a few guests every now and then that people just drop it in for a chat on coast to coast. So Yep, they're always
lots of entertainment there.
Yeah, we do have lots of entertainment there. Yeah. So yeah, that's another afternoon. Another afternoon. Yeah.
All right.
So we've got plans. Yeah. So I don't think we have much going on this weekend. Just I might update you on what's happening at the Blues Festival. Other than that, that might be enough. Yeah, if the rain holds off, it'll usually rain and there's a mosh pit and then the park is done. That's what we like to see, muddy people. Yeah.
Well, at least it's not cold. It'll be
That's the thing. That's the thing. I love the fact that our winter isn't cold. So, you know, the most I'm going to get is maybe put my UGG boots on while I'm still wearing shorts and t-shirt. That's how we keep warm. Okay.
Oh wow, that can work in the rain though. You can't wear those in the rain, can you?
No. You can't wear them in the rain. So it's not going to work.
And
I'm not going to have. Yeah, I ain't gonna have any rain boots or Wellingtons or gum boots or whatever you want to call them.
Wellies.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll be a couple of wellies. Yeah, I know. I love it. Actually, when I was in the States, I did get a pair of red rain boots. I loved them. Absolutely loved them. They went with every outfit because we were there during winter time. And that was one of the things I had for quite a long time. And you know what? I haven't owned a pair of rain boots since then.
Well.
Oh, such fun.
They're still in your closet though, right?
No, I don't have them anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't have them anymore. I think the only things I'm wearing around these days are basically flip-flops and sneakers. So, yeah. Yeah, well, that's me. Me in a nutshell. Me in a nutshell.
What do you call them?
Beach living.
Flip-flops or what's the other word for – what did they used to call
them? No, we call them thongs, yeah.
Thongs
are also something else. Yeah.
Now you got they took over that word, didn't they?
Yeah. We have a bit of a laugh about that. Yeah. The thongs and the thongs. Yeah. All right. Well, Beachy, well, nice to have you chat to you again. And everyone, we will catch you again on the next Coast to Coast. We will come up with something very interesting on our next one. Maybe. Maybe not. We will see. And
see you next time.
We will see you next time on Coast to Coast. So don't forget, everybody, truthmeets.com. Jump on there, have a bit of a look, maybe get on Discord. We might be chatting to you next time in real time. All right. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.
Compound pharmacy, my doc won't fill the script for me. ABC, 1, 2, 3, GLPs for you and me. Keep up with the Kardashians, I want to be so super thin. I used to want an hourglass, but now I'm starving out my ass. Tirzepatide, semaglutide, and when they ask, I'll say I'm eating right. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, no more sorrow. My face, just a little tiny waist. Put that shot in me. Put that shot in me. Skinny, thin, tiny. When? No, I'm not malnourished. No, I'm just underfed. I used to be a pencil, but now I'm just a lead. Tirzepatide, semaglutide, and when they ask, I'll say I'm eating right. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, no more sorrow. I don't care about my face, just a little tiny waist. Put that shot in me, put that shot in me. You know what I want?
Yeah, what do you want?
You know what I want?
Yeah, what do you want?
You know what I want?